You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. The biggest outbreaks of COVID-19 in the country right now are inside correctional facilities, and near the top of that list is Avenel State Prison in Kings County, which has the second highest case count of any state prison in California. What is it like to be inside the prison right now, grappling with more restrictions on an already confined life? FM89 health reporter Carrie Klein spoke with Jacob Benitez, who's been incarcerated at Avenel since 2019.
So, Jacob Benitez, you're serving a sentence of 26 years for a series of robberies and for being in possession of a firearm. You've been in prison for almost a decade and at Avenel itself for a little over a year. So, tell me, what was the mood like when COVID-19 cases began spiking in May and June? You know, what had changed from your experience before?
Yeah, I've been involved in the Inmate Advisory Council. And basically what we do is we try to keep the inmate population at the facility abreast on all the information that's being trickled down from administration. And the COVID-19 conversation started in March. And since March 1st, there's been tremendous changes in the programming that we have here. So every function of the prison has taken a toll. And whether it be in morale, a lot of the guys here have taken a lot of shots at their morale and their hope. Major bed movements, there was a lot of mass amount of testing going on, and we've had a lot of battles trying to gain information with what's going to happen next as far as this whole COVID-19 and how the prison's going to be affected. So that's basically where we're at now. It's just a constant change of the information that's being put out there, so we're constantly just working hand in hand with administration to facilitate that information to the inmates and our families as well.
And has it been scary at all? You know, not kind of knowing where, you know, who could get the disease, who will get it, what that will be like.
Actually, especially in the beginning, I'm sure just the way it was very traumatic out there for you guys. Once we started getting wind of this, you can tell that the energy changed. A lot of the people started fearing, especially people who have like the Valley Fever out here, people who already have respiratory issues, a lot of older people, they were starting to think, every time we talked about it, they started to think twice about being here. And you could see a lot of guys, you know, start to really want to take care of themselves. A lot of guys started working out. A lot of guys started trying to eat better. Yeah, it's been a crazy experience dealing with this so far.
Yeah, and tell me about what's changed for you on an everyday basis. Like, you know, are you required to wear masks at certain times? Are there social distancing requirements? You know, like what's changed for you in that way?
Well, we are actually being required to wear the masks majority of the time. When we're outside on the yard, we can, you know, basically you won't have to wear the mask as much, except when interacting with the staff. The social distancing, it doesn't exist here. It doesn't. There's no way possible to social distance in a multi-faucet shower. You got restrooms next to each other. You can't social distance from your bunkie. You know, the guy that you basically share a bunk with. If you're on the bottom bunk, he's about 3 feet away from you on the top bunk. So, yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, and are you wearing a mask right now?
I have to wear a mask in the day room. Yes, I do.
All right. And so in early June, if we go back a couple months, early June, you know, an advocacy group, Fuel, they staged a car caravan, a protest outside of the prison, and they got you to call one of the organizers, and you got amplified, like, on a megaphone during the protest. What made you want to speak out at that time?
There was a mass amount of people, including our supporters, which consist of our families and friends, who were seeking a voice, and I can notice that the demographic in prison, it's hard for them to speak up. It's very difficult. And I felt this is me to just speak on behalf of my brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, as well as the mothers, the uncles, I wanted to affirm all the family members of inmates that, you know, we're staying hopeful, that we're staying strong, and that we appreciate them. We appreciate people like you hearing our voice. And the moment I was about to speak over the phone, a buddy of mine, he sat next to me, and I was waiting to speak, and he put his phone next to my ear, and I heard little kids and women screaming, "Let them go. Let them go." And they were yelling this over and over. And when I heard that, I heard family members who were missing their fathers, their husbands, their sons, nephews. I heard all of this. And I felt that it was only right for them to at least get a response.
So that protest was almost 2 months ago now. You know, how has life at Avenal changed since then?
Well, that was before they actually started letting massive amounts of people go home. So now the a lot of the short-term gentlemen who are serving, you know, very short sentences are being let home. So I could see the response to not only that protest, but multiple others that were held on behalf of people in prison in regards to COVID-19. It's eye-opening, you know, just seeing the guys leave home that you wouldn't think that, man, wow, you got this much time and now you're going home, you just were being behaving and now you're going. So it really worked out for a lot of gentlemen. There is an effect on a lot of the long-term offenders, though, because there's a statistic that people who have short-term offenses are more likely to come back. And, you know, it's kind of, it is disappointing for us a little bit. I mean, we're happy for men that are able to go home. It's just you can see a lot of the demographic of long-term offenders were like, wow, man, when's our time, you know? We're waiting for our chance, and a lot of us understands what it takes now to go home and stay home and
right.
Be productive citizens of society.
Well, so if we talk about COVID-19, you know, so you've told me that no one from your yard has gotten sick. You've tested negative. But, you know, have you heard anything about what the disease is like for those who do test positive and what the experience is like to have to go to a hospital?
No, we've been trying to figure out what it's like. The last time I heard of anything was when a CEO was telling me that he was going to, they have a mini hospital right here called OHU. And when he went over there, he basically said that he seen guys on respirators, and it was a scary look. It was a scary look, and that initially everybody thought COVID-19 wasn't that serious until it hit. And now we've had, what, 4 deaths at this prison? And massive amount of people asymptomatic, but there was also people that did get sick and got over it. So it's been a lot of people affected by it here.
Yeah. And actually, as of when we're recording this, there have been 5 deaths from COVID-19 at Avenal so far.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. And so so I know you're married, but visitations have been postponed indefinitely by the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. So how do you and other inmates there, how do you stay in touch with loved ones throughout this time?
The only way we can stay in touch with loved ones right now is through this state phone that we're speaking on now and through letters. That's it. And it's real tough. It's real tough. Just last night I was talking to my wife and she told me that she forgot my face. She forgot what I looked like in person, and it's real sad, you know. And I told her, you know, I almost feel the same. I can remember just a few things, but it does put a strain on your relationship, and you do the best you can with the means that you have.
That's heartbreaking. That sounds really hard.
It is.
Well, so Jake, we've talked a handful of times, you know, before this conversation. You're always so upbeat. How do you stay so positive throughout all this?
first and foremost, that's my faith. It's my God. I love my God. He pulls us through so many different obstacles, and he's really changed my life. You know, first thing I wake up in the morning, I go brush my teeth, and I'm talking to God already. I'm just asking him to give me the strength to get carry through the day, the energy, the spirit, to have my brothers next to me, have my family, and just help out those next to me, because we all need it. And that's what I look forward to every day. It's just trying to inspire people to do something different with their life and receive that spirit so that they can find personal growth and meaning where they are right now. So, and plus the family, I love my wife, my mother. I got friends, real supportive, and I'm doing it for them too. There's a lot of guys like me. There's a lot of guys like me in here that are doing the same. They're contributing, they're giving back right here where they are. And I feed off of them. They feed off of me. We try to make the best of what we have right now. We're very limited on what we have, but fortunately, we're able to run support groups in here, and that really helps out the energy in the room. It brings guys that peace, like, okay, you know, at least there's not, I mean, other prisons, I'm pretty sure, are worse than our prison, and in regards to them not having anything to do, and you have nothing to do, and you can't work on yourself as a human being while incarcerated, you tend to go with what you know. So for the most part, we've been blessed with the opportunity to stay busy in here, and whether it be recreational or rehabilitative, a lot of guys figured out a way to stay busy and stay productive. And talking to people like you, talking to people that are out there sharing our story, and we feel heard. We know we're heard, and that gives us the energy to carry out our task daily. So that's our motivation. That's what inspires us the most.
That's fantastic. Well, Jacob Benitez, thank you so much for talking with me today, and I wish you all the best there at Avenal.
Thank you so much for your time, and God bless you.